Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's our last day for our series on health this week, and I hope you're feeling healthy. I hope you've learned a lot. We have a great guest to finish things off, none other than Dr. Betty Martini, world-renowned expert on aspartame. She's also very fluent on a cornucopia, my favorite word, a cornucopia of topics, and I'm very glad to have her on. We have some recent news for you on the subject matter of aspartame. These officials and big pharma shills never cease to amaze me. They continue with their propaganda. And joining us now to discuss this and its implications on your health and so much more is Dr. Betty Martini. Betty, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm delighted, Bob.
Well, let's take a couple steps backwards, and then we'll get to the recent news. But for those out there who are still drinking their Diet Coke right now or chewing their chewing gum or whatever they might be doing as we speak, why is aspartame such a killer? And when I say killer, folks, let's get this straight. This is a genocide. The illnesses associated with aspartame are causing a genocide. Am I hyperbolic here with my statement?
Absolutely. Aspartame is an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic, genetically engineered drug and adjuvant, and it's a teratogen, and it damages mitochondria, and it interacts with your drugs and your vaccines. Just for starters, and this drug was actually listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. And this is in the prestigious Ecologist that we have on our website, which is www.mpwhi.com. But this terrible chemical poison, Dr. Roberts wrote a 1,000 page medical text on, and he told me it was 40% larger, but it was too big to publish, and so they had to cut it down. And he told me recently before he died, he says, I need to add 200 more pages just for all the new studies on heart attacks, strokes, cancer, and obesity and diabetes. All the evidence is there. It's a deadly poison.
It was illegal at some point, correct?
It was illegal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they took it off the market at least, anyways.
Well, what happened was that it was approved in 1974, and then they found out about all the fraud and they told them do not market it. And for those people that do not know, as soon as they found out what they were doing, the FDA tried to indict them for fraud. And I don't think that this has ever been done in the history of the FDA, but G.D. Searle was so powerful that both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and the statute of limitations expired. So what G.D. Searle did to get this approved, they hired Don Rumsfeld, and he said, I'll call in my markers, and we'll get it on the mark on there anyway. So the FDA Board of Inquiry revoked the petition for approval, and Rumsfeld was on President Reagan's transition team, and Reagan owed him a favor. So the day after he was elected, he wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything until he could get a new commissioner. And what he did was had the transition team call the FDA commissioner, Goyen, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I have his wife's letter saying that this happened and fired him. And so then they put in Arthur Hull Hayes to overrule the Board of Inquiry, and that's how it got on the market. There's no way anything as poisonous as aspartame could ever, ever be shown to be safe in any right. study.
What is Donald Rumsfeld disease?
That's aspartame disease. You know, Dr. Roberts said they used to call it Rumsfeld disease, and he says normally when you give somebody a name for a disease, it's one of honor. So they stopped doing that. They called it Rumsfeld's plague, but that's what people were calling it because it is absolutely so deadly. And talk about heinous crimes. You have to think of the worst thing that they could do, and it's hard to believe a human being could do this, but the people at the FDA actually made a deal with G.D. Searle never to allow the public to see the teratology studies. These are the birth defect studies. And what they showed was neurotube defects. That's autism, cleft palate, spina bifida. And when I talked to Jerome Bressler, who retired from the FDA, and he had written a famous Bressler report we have on the website showing some of the shenanigans that they had done. For instance, the aspartame molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, which is a brain tumor agent. So as the rats develop brain tumors, they would excise the tumors and put the rats back in the study, and when they died, they would resurrect them on paper. So the fact that he published the truth, I called him and thanked him one day, and I said, I know you've retired, but you told the truth, and I just feel like I wanted to call and thank you. And he got very upset. I mean, he didn't even know me. He said, Biddy, you got to find some studies. He says, the public doesn't know how deadly this is. And I says, Jerome, that's what we've been doing for 20 years is to get the public to know. He says, you don't understand. They had, didn't you realize in the Bressler report they had cut off some things? And I said, yes, I did. A lot of us have wondered what that was. He said, the FDA removed those studies, and the public doesn't know, and you've got to find them. And I didn't want to be the only one to know that, so I had Dr. Roberts call him and Dr. Russell Blaylock and began looking for those studies, and it took 8 years to find them. Finally, Dr. Madeline Price, who worked with the famed Dr. John Oney, who tried to prevent approval, was able to get them for me. And these were the teratology studies showing why we now have an epidemic of autism. And I know Dr. Bill Deagle told me, he said, it's too late. He said the Environmental Association that's in Europe, and he said my Environmental Association, the Dallas Clinic, you name somebody else. He said we had a meeting in 2010, And it's because of the DNA damage that he said any child born in the Western world is going to have some of these problems. In other words, they may be dyslexic, or they may not just have autism, they have learning problems, ADD, ADHD. Actually, in one of the movies called Sweet Remedy, the ADD people, Feingold, were interviewed, and they said, look, he said, before aspartame was approved, we never even used the terms ADD and ADHD.
So interesting correlation there. We were talking about those conditions on a different show this week. Dr. Betty Martini, hold it right there. We'll come back in just seconds.
The Bob Justin Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, if you're just joining us, we have the benefit of Dr. Betty Martini tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Betty, I had you on before, and you told me about a phone call you got late at night from one of these bureaucrats. I forget which of the agencies he was calling from. It was either the FDA or maybe the CDC. I can't recall.
And it was the FDA, yes.
It was the FDA. And this story has stuck with me and left an impression on me that I can't get rid of. Will you tell the listeners that story?
Yes, in fact, my husband answered the phone because it was kind of late, and he says, the FDA wants to talk to you. And so when I was talking to this man, he says he was upset because we had filed the, let's say, first the citizens ban to ban aspartame in 2002, supposed to be answered in 180 days, and they sent me a note and said they had more important things to do. That shows you how they follow the law. And then, finally, an attorney told me in 2007 to file an imminent health hazard because they have to answer in a week, and they did the same thing. And he said Obama wanted them to complete all this, anything from 2007. I said, you need to go back to 2002. And I said, people are sick and dying all over the world. I lecture all over the world. And he says, so what? We have to depopulate. Straight from the FDA. The man's name was Michael Delaney.
We have to depopulate. A clear agenda of eugenics.
Absolutely.
And this is what he told you?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's unbelievable, but yet, unfortunately, it's very believable. When you start to study their agenda and when you start to understand just how bad of a toxin this is, and it's not just aspartame, of course. There's several different things out there.
And don't forget there. They interact, you see.
They do. So explain to me how aspartame interacts with other dangerous compounds.
Well, Dr. Blaylock wrote an article on how it interacts with fluoride. And on the drugs, it's a terrible thing because, for instance, if somebody comes in and has an aspartame seizure into the ER, the first thing they're going to do is give you anti-seizure medication. And in Dr. Roberts' medical text, he explains that anti-seizure medication interacts with aspartame. And basically what it does is it doesn't work. And Dr. Ramon Sanchez, who's a neurologist here, told me, he said, Betty, one day I had a seizure patient. He said, I want you to know I went through the physician's desk reference and I used every single anti-seizure medication and we just couldn't stop the seizures. So we put the woman in the hospital. And he says, I came to see her, and she had a case of Diet Coke under her bed. And he says, you can't use this. This causes seizures. And she says, oh, I use that all day long. He says, well, you've got to get off of it. And he said, what happened was she went crazy. You know, it depletes serotonin, and it's very addictive. And so he said he put her in a mental hospital, and 2 weeks later, he took her out, no more seizures, no more mental problems. And so just think of people all over the world having seizures. And as far as one of the studies that was pivotal, that they approved it with, was a 52-week oral toxicity study on 7 infant rat monkeys. And 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died. And that's what they use to approve aspartame. I mean, it's insane. But these are many of the other drugs. It interacts with hormones. It interacts with most drugs. And that's what the problem is. And so 200,000 people die of drug interaction. And considering that, it causes sudden cardiac death. And so many athletes have dropped dead. That I had Dr. Blaylock, and it's on our website. You can read it, write an athletic alert so that people would know that it causes sudden cardiac death. And as Dr. Roberts explained it, he says it causes an irregular heart rhythm. It interacts with all cardiac medication. It damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. And I've had reports of children had a Diet Coke before they went to bed, you know, woke up, didn't wake up the next day that were dead, a little six-year-old child running around the gym. And that's why they took Ephedra off the market, was an athlete in West Palm Beach dropped dead. Dr. Roberts called the medical examiner and said, how many diet drinks was he drinking? And the medical examiner didn't know anything. But an article was written, and what he was doing was drinking Diet Coke all day one day and fasting the next because his weight kept changing. And so he didn't have a chance. And so this is what's happening. In fact, Dr. Blaylock has already written a pilot alert for us, and we started Mission Possible Aviation because a pilot crashed his plane into a tree and came here and asked me to help the pilot. So, you know, think of all the problems that this is causing and the interactions to so many different things.
It's absolutely startling. Let's talk about this recent news, though. You put out a press release this month. The headline, EFSA Godfather, Ain't No Aspartame Crime Around Here.
Well, first of all, I've lectured in the UK twice. And the first time they didn't know I was coming. And the second time, they locked me up for 3.5 hours with questions like, if we allow you in England, how many people are going to find out about the dangers of aspartame? Which is not, that shows you the power they have, not exactly the questions they ask you when you're in, go through immigration. But, they knew I was going to Belgium and to give all the damning information to the EU. And of course I knew that it was a setup because when I took the medical text, they didn't even want to open it. They'd already made the decision. And what happened was the first time they found out that there was no committee making the decision of a review on aspartame. There was just one person. So they dissolved the European Commission on Food and set up the European Food Safety Authority. So the next time they did this, and they did a review, Parliament says, wait a minute, you can't say this is safe. All these studies coming in are showing how deadly aspartame is. We just had one in Denmark showing that aspartame jumped preterm birth by like 78%. And all these other studies are coming in and showing that it's how dangerous it is. Go back and do it again. So they went back and to do it again recently, and I thought, now how are they going to do this? Because they've got four studies, including one from Harvard, showing cancer. They had one showing it causes heart attacks and strokes, which we knew. One showing that it raises fasting blood sugar and precipitates diabetes. Several showing obesity, just one right after the other. And so, when we got the report that said it was safe, there were 82 scientific studies showing how dangerous it is, and they threw them out, all of them, and ignored them.
There's definitely there's got to be a conflict of interest there, and we'll try to discover what that was and talk more with Dr. Betty Martini after another quick break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent result in contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Talking to Dr. Betty Martini for our last show of our Health Week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Hey, and if you support what we're doing with this show or any show, please help us out financially. We run based on your donations. I run based on my passion to get the word out on these important topics. But I could use your help financially, and I hate to say it, but that's just the way of the world. Go to the website, bobtuskin.com. That's BOBTUSKIN, Tuskin.com, BobTuskin.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donate tab. Anything helps and is greatly appreciated. So tell me, Betty, the European Food, what's the acronym?
Safety EFSA.
Yeah, the European Food Safety Authority says that despite the overwhelming amount of solid scientific evidence that you presented, they really didn't even look at it. Then they said that,
That's
we're
reliable.
Not interested. What's that?
It's They said it was unreliable. All 82 studies were unreliable.
Unreliable,
and,
wow.
And you were talking about conflict of interest?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Where is the conflict of interest? I mean, are these just psychopaths? What's the deal?
Well, first of all, Dr. Coger was the head of the European Food Safety Authority. And when they started giving Dr. Siffredi, who did three studies showing it to be a multi-potential carcinogen, he resigned, and he put out a press release that they were pressured, that they were pressured by industry to hijack science. So you know that they have this close relationship with, you know, with the manufacturer, which is what's so bad with all these agencies. Because I talked to one also in New Zealand. We were having the very same problem, and it's already been in the newspapers, always in England, that over half the committee, has links to industry, you know, and to the aspartame industry. In fact, one note on the internet said that the committee was sponsored by Coca-Cola. So you see what it is. Nobody has the chance.
Wow. And the FDA has similar conflict of interest, of course.
Yes. You know, the old FDA really tried to do something, but once Arthur Hull Hayes took over, there was actually a note in a Pennsylvania newspaper that it's now the new, they called it the new FDA, and ever since then, whereas industry was the adversary, that today they're simply an extension. I mean, after all, you've got the man that with Monsanto attorney running it. So the FDA. So this is one of the problems, and they admitted. They said, "Well, they're our customer, and they get over 50% of their funding from Big Pharma, and so they just do what they say, and that's the problem. They just they serve above the law. I mean, when you have laws that say that you must answer an imminent health hazard in 7 to 10 days, and that was in 2007, and this is 2014, and they just won't do it. And when I was talking to an attorney and told him this note I had that they had sent out saying that we have more important things to do, the attorney told me, he said, they send that out to everybody. So, in other words, they don't want to follow the law, and they have this little regulation next to that sentence, and they refuse to do anything.
Have you ever talked to Jonathan Emord?
Actually, I did. I met him in Chicago, and I gave him one of the medical texts and the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World, and I actually asked him would he get involved. He said he didn't know that much about it, but with all the things that I gave him, I mean, this 1,000-page medical text that looks like the New York phone directory, if he knows what's in there, you know, he'll know more than 95% of the physicians in this country. So I wish he would, and I've written him, but so far there's been no takers.
Well, let's try to pin him down. I've had him on the show before, and if anybody can take on these rogue agencies, it's him, and he's done so on several other topics.
Yeah, he's won, I think, most every case against the FDA. He's wonderful.
He has, and he really is someone who's interested in helping and making a difference. So I'll try to see if I can help to advocate to get him involved here, because, I mean, we got to do something about this.
Well, one thing that Dr. Walton is trying to do is that is to do a study on birth defects. And we have a form on my website, and anyone who has given birth since 1984, if they would fill out that form and send it to Dr. Walton at rwalton193@aol.com, that would really help in getting a study that would make an awful lot of news, because we have all these, our children are medicated instead of educated. I finally had all of our experts to write reports on how it destroys the brains of our children. And now on web, we have a long report with all the doctor's reports called Report for Schools, so that parents can take that to their principal, board of education, their teachers, their PTA, to make sure that their children do not get this at school, because now the dairy people have asked the FDA to allow 17 dairy products where they will not have the labeling, so the children will use it anyway. And this is a terrible thing, because this is what's caused the learning problems and the behavior problems.
Wait a second. Betty, I hate to interrupt, but you're telling me they put aspartame in dairy products?
Oh, yes. And I know that there were over 100,000 complaints, and even the jam companies have now petitioned the FDA. And I wrote the FDA, said, this is against the law. You have to have a PKU warning. And they got so many complaints, the FDA wrote a report and said, well, you know, it's just that, for instance, if something said chocolate milk and it had reduced calories, then that's sort of a tip-off. It's aspartame. He says, so we just take off the reduced calories. In other words, something may be somewhere in small letters, but that he says that's a way to get the children to use it. So, you know, here the FDA knows. In fact, if you go to the website, you can read Dr. Oney's 49-page report to the FDA on how birth defects were given and it would destroy the brains of the children. And back then, the FDA agreed with it. They said no child, well, they told Dr. Oney this, would ever get aspartame. But now, you know, it's in, go to the grocery store, pediatric vitamins, it's in pediatric augmentin and prescription drugs, and it's in over-the-counter drugs, and the children are getting it. And some of these SIDS deaths, what it is aspartame. They're killing the kids.
Wow. Betty, I want to talk about solutions. I don't know that the government getting involved at the end of the day is an ultimate solution. Obviously, it needs to be banned and taken off the market. But is it possible that we can bring enough awareness so that people get off this junk themselves? For instance, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here. Alcohol. I don't drink alcohol, even though it's legal and on the market, because I know it's bad for me, and I know it's poisonous.
Well, that's what Mission Possible is all about. You know, we have operations in 43 countries to educate the public not to use it. So that's what we do. In fact, I tell people, you know, if they can't remember all this stuff and technical stuff, you know, to email me for the Aspartame Resource Guide, BettyM19@manspring.com, and I sent you a copy of it, because they can forward it to people. It's got all the medical text on it, how to get it out of your state, a detox, the story of how it got on the market, and all these things to help them. And the problem is the addiction. That's why it's hard to get people off of it.
Interesting. Let's talk more about the addictive nature of it. And also, what other sweeteners can people use that are safe and not going to cause these problems? Dr. Betty Martini, our special guest.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Dr. Betty Martini joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Ma'am Betty, thanks so much from the bottom of my heart for all that you do. You're great.
Thank you. I thank you for helping get the word out.
Well, yeah, and if it wasn't for folks like yourself, we wouldn't just know how far this rabbit hole goes. I mean, yeah, we know it's bad for us, but you really do a good job of highlighting just how crazy this beast is.
Yeah.
And it's a beast. It really is. And to get hooked on it is a very tough thing to deal with, right?
Yes, I know, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I want you to know that I flew to Barcelona to talk to Dr. Alamany, who did the Troco study, because if you want to know, you want to know how gross aspartame is, the Troco study shows that the formaldehyde that is converted from the free methyl alcohol embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And before he said, "Hello, I'm Dr. Alamany," he said, Betty, aspartame will murder 200 million people. That's how bad it is. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this for 20 years, because it's one thing for people to take responsibility for what they put in their mouth or to research, but when they're lied to and told something is safe when it's a deadly poison, somebody's got to help them. You know, and the addictive is because of the methyl alcohol, which is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning. This affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And the other thing is that it affects the frontal lobes first. And Dr. Deagle one day said, I said, you know, you can sit and show all the scientific peer-reviewed research to a doctor who's addicted to aspartame, because I did. And I said, he'll argue about it. He says, well, because of the effect on the frontal lobes, it's like talking to somebody who's had a lobotomy. And that is true. And if they're addicted, I mean, it's really something to get it off the market, to get them to stop using it. One doctor took me through a hospital in California when I was there, and he said all these surgeons are operating and they're drinking Diet Coke. And we went around all their mailboxes and put flyers and information in there for the doctors. But once they're addicted, it is so hard. That's why that, you know, it will take being taken off the market. And I know why they won't, because it's like this organic market that took 16 of our reports and made a brochure called Killer Cola of the worst reports. And so thousands and thousands of people got off of it. They'd come in there and get stacks of them. They must have given out hundreds of thousands of these things. And, you know, 60 days later, they called me. They said, do you know what's going on here? He says, they're coming in by the thousands. They call, they fax. They've been going to doctors for years, and they woke up well after getting off of it because of the reading some of the background of this. And he says, they're walking out of wheelchairs. And I says, you don't have to tell me. I opened the door, and a woman fell in my arms and said, I was blind, and now I can see. And that's because if vision's still in the wet stage and they go blind on the methanol, they can get their vision back, which is why it's so important to warn them.
Interesting. I heard that if aspartame heats up to a certain temperature, that it turns to formaldehyde. Is this correct?
Yeah, it breaks down at 86 degrees or moderate temperature, and it's usually broken down by the time that you get it. Even Robert Cohen's daughter gave some to Winston Laboratory many years ago, and even the Diet Coke that was in the fridge had broken down to formaldehyde and dicetocyprazine, the brain tumor agent. And the other problem, you know, I know exactly what you mean. I was talking to a man, you know, about all these other sweeteners, and they can't go from one to the other because Splenda's chlorinated sugar, unless you want to drink bleach, and a sulfine potassium or Sunette cause cancer and leukemia. They all violate the Delaney Amendment. And he says, I'll fix one. And I don't have any financial association with him. He grew herbs in the Amazon rainforest, but he created just like sugar. And it has no chemicals at all, because Dr. Blaylock says, well, you better get it analyzed. And it was analyzed, and all it has in it is organic chicory and orange peel, and vitamin C from organic oranges. And since he put it on the market, you know, people have gone from this. And like diabetics said, the doctors say, you know, what have you done? You know, since you got off aspartame, all your symptoms have disappeared. Your blood work is normal. And so he made a wonderful product called Just Like Sugar, and now he's making a program for schools. And he said he's making some gum, but he has to build a machine for it. He can't make it on the same kind of machines that have the bad gum.
Let me ask you, though, stevia. I ran into somebody in the grocery store today. He has cirrhosis of the liver, he told me. I said, it's funny. He was showing me all the stuff in his cart that's sugar-free. He says, now I've got to buy everything sugar-free. So I started looking at the ingredients. So do you mind if I look at the ingredients? He said, no, go right ahead, Bob. And then I told him I was going to have you on tonight. And the first one I saw was xylitol. The next one I saw was stevia. And so on and so forth. I didn't find any aspartame. But I found all these other ones, xylitol and even stevia. I'm not sure about these. They're presented as healthy alternatives, but are they really?
Well, they did a study at Duke on xylitol, and it did cause brain damage. And stevia, if it's pure green stevia, you know, it's okay, except that Dr. Blaylock says it causes hypoglycemia. So, and in Brazil, when they put in, they actually add aspartame to it. So that's why I said pure stevia, because if you're, you know, they put so many of these other ingredients in it that are bad, you're still going to end up with
I was reading the ingredients of the stevia packets he had, and it within the details it said natural flavoring.
Well, let me tell you, somebody at Mars, I was asking him, you know, which of their products had aspartame, and he said the Mars bars, and I said, it's not on the label. He said it's under natural flavors. And with if it says artificial and natural flavors, that's where they have the things they don't want you to know, MSG.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I tell people, if it says that, you know, and it has ingredients that you can't pronounce, don't put in your mouth. And when in doubt, as Dr. Roberts used to say, when in doubt, throw it out. You have to go back to scratch today because they've got it in so many things.
Sure. I like maple syrup, and obviously I'm not diabetic or anything, but we use pure maple syrup here, and...
Yeah, that'd be good.
We find that as a really good sweetener. Not the other maple syrup, because that's got probably aspartame and high fructose corn syrup and everything else under the sun in that as well.
Well, let me tell you, I got one day I was at the Waffle House. You know, you can't read their syrup. It's just an empty bottle. I've never seen them use sugar-free, and I went in there and used some one day and broke out in hives. I said, bring me the bottle you put in here, and sure enough, they were using sugar-free syrup.
No way.
So
Dr. Betty Martini unknowingly had some aspartame. Wow.
Oh, it's hard to avoid it. It's in so many things. As Dr. Roberts said, that I had a test, I think, in Pennsylvania, and there was aspartame in my body, quite a bit of it. And, of course, you know, I have no idea where I got it.
Sure.
And I think most people using it would find that out.
Betty, I want to thank you for coming on. Your website, M as in Mary, P, WHI.com, Prohibition Possible. WHI.com. And thank you again for all the work you do.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, folks, next hour, Steve Starrs joins us to wrap up our Health Week special.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets. Out of town, chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial